Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to be with you finally. Gosh, it's hard to believe. It was, I think, March. It was the last time I was here. What a difference a day and a week make. Well, this week is the turn of the seasons, right? How many of you are just thrilled to death that fall's here and it's your favorite time of year and you just can't wait to get on with this beautiful fall weather? Okay. How many of you are depressed? Summer's over. Yeah. Well, let's balance this out a little bit. How many of you are thankful and grateful for just one more day of life that the good Lord's given you? Amen, brothers and sisters. And that's why we're here to give thanks this morning. I want to tell you a little story here that's going to lead into something I hope makes you uncomfortable. Kind of weird to hear. And Jeannie and I were getting ready for Mass a couple of years ago on a Sunday morning. And she loves listening to uplifting music before we leave. She's getting ready. She's got uplifting music on her iPad or on the TV. And on this particular morning, she had the same thing going. And she had a particular music video queued up on the TV. And the reason being, it was something that she had heard, and she believed that I would enjoy the lyrics as well as the video images. And she's a big country music fan. I'm not. And the only reason I'll like it is if she liked it. Maybe. I'm still stuck in the 70s and 80s and a little of the 90s in progressive rock and roll. But this particular morning, she played a song by Tim McGraw. It's called Humble and Kind. And I did enjoy the song, and I did enjoy the video. The images were spectacular to me, especially one particular image that I'll describe in a second. But it had vignettes of all sorts of people, all colors, all persuasions, all languages, all religions. And that particular image that I enjoyed the most was of a Native American dancing in full Native dress. Just the color of the fabric and the feathers that he wore and the way he moved. They're just spectacular to me, and they still stick in my mind. It was just simple. It was beautiful. And it was humble and kind. And there's a verse that sticks in my mind, and I'm troubled because why it sticks in my mind, because it pertains so well to the conditions of our world and our culture today, especially here in the United States. And the verse says this, "Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind." Our culture is far from flying. It's grounded by bitterness, grudges, and resentment. We're plagued with vast division brewing into a culture of hate. And I struggle with watching the news, with viewing social media, with reading news feeds. And just to speak candidly, it makes me sick. And what sickens me the most is the division I see displayed in the news and on social media exists in our very faith communities. And I struggle desperately with knowing that. I wish I'd never signed up for Facebook. But the reason I did gives me great awareness. I console myself with the fact that at least for this 1 hour this morning, we're united in worship together. And we're before the true presence of Jesus together. And we receive the Blessed Sacrament together. Yet when we walk through these doors and back to our cars, are we still united with love? Are we one in Christ when we exit this building? And here's a quote from Paul's letter to the Galatians. 2,000 years ago, seems so appropriate. "For you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters, but do not use this freedom to serve your sinful nature. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another." And as I prayed over the readings that you heard just a few moments ago and pondered and reflected upon them, there were phrases that spoke to me from each passage. From Isaiah, "Our God is generous and forgiving." From Psalm 145, "Slow to anger and of great kindness." From Philippians, "Conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ." If we would have chanted the gospel acclamation, you would have heard, "Open our hearts, Lord, to listen." And from Matthew's gospel, "I am generous." And then I linked those phrases together, and this is what resulted. Our God is generous and forgiving, slow to anger and of great kindness. He desires we conduct ourselves worthy of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. To do so, our hearts were to be open to listen to Him and others, and to be generous as He is generous. And a simple message became quite clear. Always be humble and kind. Brothers and sisters, we forget often that we are created in the image and likeness of God. Each of us, all of us, regardless of race, regardless of color or creed, regardless of opinion, political view, income or gender, regardless of what we choose to allow to separate us, each of us is created in the image and likeness of God, and therefore we are called to act in the image and likeness of God. And on top of that, we, through our baptism, share in Christ's identity. And in the same letter to the Galatians, Paul said this, "For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free person. There is not male and female. For you all are one in Christ Jesus." So not only are we in the image and likeness of our Lord and Father, we wear the identity of Jesus. So, do I behave in the image and likeness of the one who created me? Am I forgiving, slow to anger, and of great kindness? I profess to be Christian, a follower of Jesus. But do my tweets, my Facebook posts, my criticisms of others prove to be worthy of the message of Christ, of the gospel? Do I have an open heart? Am I open to listen to others in the same way that Jesus listened to pagans? The way He listened to tax collectors and prostitutes, the diseased, the crippled, the outcasts, the foreigners, the addicted, the exile, the refugees, the immigrants? Am I generous enough to give up wanting to be understood so that I might better understand the other? Am I patient enough to allow the other to speak without interrupting them and making sure that my opinion's known? You know what? Often allowing the other the opportunity to hear their own words in their own tongue is enough. My words aren't necessary at all. And when people read my social media posts or hear me speak, do they identify me as a liberal, as a conservative, as a Republican, as a Democrat? Or do others identify me as a Christian? Come, Holy Spirit, enkindle in us the fire of your love. Enkindle in us forgiveness, slowness to anger, richness in kindness, patience in listening, and generosity with understanding the other. Open our hearts and minds to follow you in living a life identified as being with and of Jesus, not of a political party. Then through your love, we shall be created and renew our families, our church, and our nation. And one more thing, Holy Spirit, most important of all, Grant us the courage and the strength to always be humble and kind. And the church says,